I'm Ben.
I'm Barry.
And this is Two Beers and a Microphone. Why do you always fuck that part up?
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Barry with you, and Benji. Benji, not so much. We believe stories told us that he actually may have been converted over to a zombie. We have some late-breaking news, and we're not quite sure what's going on with Benji, but hopefully by the end of the show, maybe we'll know. There is a team out hunting him down, so we do have that going on. In studio, though, as promised, we have two zombie experts. We have zombie hunter Rachel and zombie expert Kathleen. Say hello, Rachel and Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello.
And how are you all doing here?
Fabulous. Apparently we don't know when we're supposed to talk because we don't want to talk over each other. I myself am doing wonderfully. I haven't become a zombie yet, so that's one thing going for me.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's a good start to my day. Any day, really.
Yeah.
Zombie free is the way to be.
Zombie free. Sounds like a good one. So I'm going to say, you're doing fine over there, Rachel. And Kathleen, actually, you and I, because I think we're okay. I'm just watching our mom. So we're good. If you just take a half a foot back, I think we'll be all set. There you go. Perfect. Excellent. Because we're looking a little inside the radio world here. We're looking at our levels, and when you see all black, that's... Anyway, so...
Okay.
He's just lying to you.
My voice projects very well.
It does.
He's lying.
Actually,
he's
just, that's perfect.
Your breath smells. That's all that really is happening.
Yeah, probably. It's the first sign of becoming a zombie.
Seriously,
I feel like I started the day well, but... By the end, you never know what could happen.
Halitosis, the first start of a zombie invasion. So, as it is, we have some Halloween zombie-thon kind of topics. The first is, and I think Benji and I talked about this not too long ago, the past couple episodes, I have a pretty severe fear of zombies and little children. That's why I keep mine penned up upstairs if you're hearing them in the background. So my fear of zombies, and I've talked to both of you about that fear for quite a while, so it should come as no surprise. But what are your do you have fears yourselves?
Of anything?
Zombies,
particular.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I feel like I have a lot of background information about zombies and how I think that I would deal with zombies. But if faced with an actual zombie outbreak, a pandemic of zombies, I don't know how well I would fare. I'm not that resourceful. So I worry if I would, you know, if I had to run away from a horde of zombies.
Yeah.
I fear that I might not get away. Like, they probably could overtake me. I don't know if I would be that good at hiding under cars or, you know, zip lining across stuff to get away get to another location. So I don't know.
I have a thought on a zip line when we get to Barry's zombie preparedness.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I got plans in place.
Amazing. But yeah, I think that I could handle probably like one or two. But a mob, no way. I'd be a zombie. I mean, I wouldn't last that long either. I have to run away from the television when I'm watching The Walking Dead during the scary parts. Like, I can't. It's not good.
Well, all of us have taken the test. There are two tests that are circulating on Facebook. And the first test was, how long would you last after being bitten before becoming a zombie? And I believe I was like an hour and 29 minutes. And you were...
I was an hour 14.
And you were right.
I was an hour 17.
Yeah, that's a bold statement for me, hour 14. I think I'm more like a 20-minuter.
I think those questions were biased, though.
I love a good zombie quiz of any time. But I feel like that zombie quiz was biased. I think it was a trick to get us to release medical information about our health and well-being. It was asking how much you weigh and if you smoke, and it seemed to have no relevance on the outcome, because one time I did the quiz and I was like the healthiest, but I don't smoke, I don't, you know, I weigh exactly what I'm supposed to weigh. I made up answers and I didn't survive significantly longer than when I was like, no, I'm a fat smoker. Like, what? I mean, so I don't, I think that it might have been biased, or it may have been, you know, a sneaky ploy by Cigna to gather our.
Well, I tried
to get us two tests so that we could take one, like how long you would last and then what your percentage of chances would be to
survive. That one was more realistic, and I think I did the best. I was 60% that I would survive a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. I know, maybe your escape plan is gonna work. I'm excited to hear about
let's talk about it. So I was most folks know we record here in the great city of Barrie. I know I'm
kind of hard to put
the term great
Barrie
and the city of Barrie together, but anyway, so. And our studios look upon a 13-story high-rise. And my initial thought, first off, is that's where I want to go. I want to go to the high-rise. And there's a couple different reasons for it. A, there's a lot of old folks in there. So if they do become zombies, I think I can overpower them quickly. My thought is I go to this 13-story high-rise, I go to the roof, and I barricade myself up there with my family. Now, the roof, I could grow things on to start with. So I'm thinking long range, so, you know, I'll put a tent up there. It may be cold, but we can like a fire, etc. So that's the first plan. Then, over the course of the months, the years that the zombie apocalypse lasts, I take back a story, a floor every couple of months. And then I secure each of those floors, and then we can start to kind of move back in and then invite the living back into this 13-story high-rise. And then it becomes a sitcom.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, 227, no, I don't know. You know, Jack A.
Mary!
But that also being one of the tallest structures in this city, I could then put up zip lines to different areas.
It is the only tall structure in Barrie, isn't it?
I think it's the tallest, yeah. I mean, there's another high-rise closer to downtown, but
so
it's not quite that tall.
So your zipline idea for getting to other locations is wonderful.
Yes.
Once you're to that location, you can
zip line Barrie, back. I'm just like picturing you ziplining into Arbitron Hardware to get your like soil to grow your potting plants and like all of your trees.
But how
things.
are you going to have like a pulley system to get you back up?
Well,
yeah, Barrie, this
is a fatal flaw. In your
this
logic.
Is where you end. This is the 60%, the 40% that's coming in here.
Well, maybe I can work on a rocket for, you know, if
you have the technology to build a rocket, like,
why don't you just go to
backpack?
Go to Mars. Find a different planet to occupy.
So that's my plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
What's your plan, Rachel?
My plan, well, God, if I survived past my half hour, which I'm allotting myself, I would say that my plan would probably be to make my way to a warmer climate, and so that I could live outside. I could definitely live outside if I had to. And then I would get a U-Haul truck and fill it with all the supplies that I would need, like dry goods. And then hopefully I'd have somebody else with me, and I'd get a refrigerated truck, and I'd get all sorts of supplies for, like, you know, cold items. And then I would get a boat, and I would motor out to Sanibel Island in Florida. I'd have all the ammo that I need. I'd kill everybody on the island that was not okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd live on the island.
28 days later, that was what they attempted to do. They were trying to get so that, you know, was it 28 days later, I believe?
That I think you're thinking the Night of the Living,
because it's my understanding
the
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Dawn
okay.
of the Dead. Yeah, so
they were in the mall. They want to get out of the mall. Yeah. There was that jerk guy who's on Modern Family. He was like, he had a
oh,
boat.
Oh, was that Ty Burrell?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he was the jerk. So he had a boat, and they were trying to get to the boat so they could get to the island.
Yeah.
Movie ends, but they get to the island, and
It's all zombies.
It didn't look like the outcome was good.
Really? Like, no. Well, you know, I mean, I'm thinking that if I had a scope, I could, like, because I played some Big Buck Hunter this weekend, and I was not too bad. I was yeah. pretty good. So, I did. And so I'm thinking that if I had a scope, that might be a good idea, too. But, yeah. I mean, because zombies can't swim, can they? They can't, or at least not well, right? Well,
there was a movie I was watching recently on, I think it was called Survival of the Dead, or something, on AMC. And basically, this person trapped zombies in a pool. So he would lure them, or he or she would lure them to the pool, and they would fall in the pool, and of course they couldn't get out.
Okay.
So it doesn't, it's not detrimental. So I guess they can't swim, or at least they can't get out of water once they're in there.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's all take them to Lake Champlain. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea. Yeah, that might be closer. But the thing is I want to be in a warm climate. Like, it has to be warm because I have to be outside.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why would you want to be inside as opposed to being outside?
Well, I don't want to be trapped inside because I just feel like I can get away easier if I'm outside rather than inside.
I feel like it's a waiting game. So I feel like I would want to get myself in where everything was available. Like you said. So like a shopping mall would be, you know, you have all the accoutrements that you may need to, you know, in there. And just keep yourself, don't try and get somewhere else. Don't try and travel to get somewhere else. If you are in a place where you have resources, I feel like you could wait it out, because zombies, they need to continue to feed on human flesh. Well, once everyone is a zombie, they've got to start dying off. Like, how long can the zombies?
Yeah, what's the life expectancy on a zombie?
and if they can't continue to get brains and or flesh, which they need, will they eventually die for all the way dead? Not just zombie dead? Like, what?
I see. I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so, because to use the Walking Dead, which is my kind of, for me, the Walking Dead is the most accurate portrayal of what might be, you know, what might actually happen. Some of those other movies, Night of the Living Dead, Return of the, you know, those, they're a little campy, especially the one where the zombies are actually calling on the guy's radio, need more, send more cops, because they're eating the cop's brains. A cop arrives, they kill them, they eat the brains. To me, that's kind of campy, but The Walking Dead is a little, it seems to be more of an accurate portrayal, if you will, of what might go on. And in that first episode, like third or fourth scene, you got like the half of a dead person laying on the ground. Exactly, Gary. And that person didn't, I mean, I think that person could have gone on forever. I didn't see, at that point, that zombie, whatever it was, half a person, couldn't have had any flesh for a long time. Right. And yet they seemed just as capable. It's almost to me like the Energizer Bunny.
And what I'm noticing in the movie or in the show is that they'll be going, like, they'll be parked cars and they'll be walking by the parked cars and there'll be people sitting in those parked cars and they look dead. They look like they're dead. And then as soon as they walk by, it's like, they come alive and it's.
They reanimate.
They are specific to hordes. That's in it. They actually, a group of zombies is classified as a horde. And it's much like the Mongols, or they've likened it to, you know how like the Mongols invaded and they were in hordes.
Yeah.
And maybe not a popular topic, but they related it to Nazis also. That during like that they went in hordes, you know, everyone had a like direction. They were like,
yeah.
And zombies, they want to get brains and or flesh. And they will continually move, like a lot of times very slow moving, but they'll move together in trying to get to more brains and flesh.
Right. But my thing is like, I don't know, like, how long does a zombie stay alive? Like, yeah. And you're sitting there watching the show, and it's like, okay, well, that looks like a dead guy just sitting in a car. He's obviously had his, you know, his time has passed. But then they walk by, and the thing pops alive. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't really tell or differentiate if it's just a dead person chilling or if it's actually a zombie just sleeping.
And when there are dead people, how come there are some dead people that haven't been, their heads aren't destroyed?
Yes.
On the treetop. I mean, the wind blows, your arm will fall off.
But that's the thing, is why are some people, like, I know if you destroy their brains, but yeah, some people are just dead, and then some people are zombie. Like, how do you die?
I don't know.
Aside from having your brain destroyed.
I don't know. The only thing that I could think of in that car scene when they have got all those cars on the highways like that is that those people that are in those, that are trapped in those cars, were just trapped in there because they had the windows rolled up and they died of heat exhaustion. And that's how they died.
So you think that a zombie only wants living flesh. So once you have officially expired as a human, you no longer can satiate the mm-hmm. appetite.
Yeah,
that makes sense, I guess. Yeah. I never thought of it. Why there's some dead folks and some not.
Well, and they're just sitting in the car, and they look like zombies, but they're really just decomposing bodies sitting in those cars. And so I was thinking to myself, well, I wonder how those people died but didn't turn into zombies. And I was thinking, oh, well, maybe because they were sitting in those cars and they had the windows rolled up because there's zombies running around outside, and then we get bitten, and then they died of heat exhaustion.
It also helps. It helps keep the story more interesting, because you never know. You know, when I'm sitting there watching and little boys in the guy's truck trying to pull out the tool belt, I'm thinking, this guy is going to come back to life. He's going to
yes.
And it's been happening right from the first episode when Rick gets inside the tank when he's in Atlanta.
Yes, yes.
And he thinks he's safe, and all of a sudden the Marine, which is dead, you think he comes back to life. So you never know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it adds suspense to the show because you never really know.
Well, and that's the part that confuses me too, though, is that, I mean, that's a good example. That Marine is sitting there. He's sitting next to the Marine for a good, like, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and the thing doesn't pop alive. But then as soon as he touches him, he, like, awakens. So it's just a little weird.
Reanimator. it's like, okay, Jay. Another genre of zombie movies.
So what do you... So getting back to the whole what satiates a zombie's appetite, do you think that it is brains alone, or do you think it's flesh, or do you think that brains is... Because there are some people that...
There's different schools of thought. There's different, I mean, in different genres of the zombie movies, sometimes it's very specific to brains.
Yeah.
The whole Night of the Living Dead series of movies and that is very brain specific.
Yeah.
But then Walking Dead, it seems like they can just have any flesh.
Yeah, maybe brains is like prime real estate. That's like the filet mignon of,
yeah.
of the human.
One thing that Kathleen, actually the zombie scientist, if you will, printed out and found how this it's from How Stuff Works, How Zombies Work, and I was reviewing it, and lots of things we've touched upon. You know, zombie self-defense, don't panic, get away from the zombies. Most of the time you can move faster than they can, gather food, water, emergency radio, flashlight, weapons, and retreat to a secure location, which is, they list a shopping mall, general retail store, other location where you'll have access to food and all this information. So basically, you also want to stay away from densely populated places, because that's where the infestation will be the heaviest. Barricade your entrances and stay put at all cost. Don't get surrounded. Don't get backed into a corner if you're by the zombies. So zombie self-defense. Now, one thing I noticed from this paperwork is that zombies are afraid of fire and bright lights.
That's totally opposite of what they're talking about in The Walking Dead, though.
I agree, and I think it attracts them.
Yeah.
So, and I've never seen a zombie movie where they necessarily are afraid of fire. I thought that was Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein, yeah. And they sometimes, I mean, Frankenstein was not an actual zombie. He was a monster.
Right.
It was different. But he is related to zombies in the fact that they say it's the ability to reanimate a dead person.
Right.
And Frankenstein's monster was a reanimated person through electricity. It's just different ideas. But I don't... The fire thing, generally you don't see that being a deterrent for zombies. It seems like in Walking Dead, when... Was it Ed? He had the fire going.
Oh, yeah, Ed, yeah.
And
retard Ed.
Yeah, exactly.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Retard Ed is dead.
But when he had the fire going, they were all up in arms, like,
wait.
Wait.
Oh, that's an inside joke.
Oh, gosh. Good times.
But yeah, so then another example of them attracting is when they take the flares and they throw the flares so that they can go and get the medical supplies.
Exactly.
I mean, that totally, that worked for the first 15 minutes, and then they're in there dinking around with their flashlights, and I'm like, get out of there. Like, just get your shit and go.
Well, my problem is my TV is so old that I'm watching it. I don't know who the hell's with who. And I think that he's with a zombie in there, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Get the hell out of there. And he's like... And then they come out and it's pitch black and I.
Oh wait! And could he pick the slowest guy out of the entire group to take him?
Why would they pick that guy? Why didn't he take the guy whose brother the one who had the antibiotic? You know, I mean, like that guy.
But that guy knew what he was looking. Knew what an intubator looked like.
Though. Oh, that's true.
But you can draw a picture.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure the internet's still running. Like, get on the web.
I was thinking that guy was dead already. So, and no, there's no internet. There's no power.
There's no yeah.
Oh, no, the world is basically cease of power at this point.
You know what gets me? Why does he give the? You know, he's on the CB radio, and he's giving like these 5-minute speeches. Like, no one's responding. They can't hear you. It's not a recording.
Can you imagine the other guy at the other end? Though he's like, I could just get you to shut the fuck up for a second. I could talk.
Exactly. I just don't get what, like, who are you talking to?
Because then he's like signing off and he like turns
back. He's like, really? You're an idiot. I don't get that.
I think it's more us getting into his psyche where it allows us, the viewer, to hear his inner thoughts because there is no inner monologue over the show. No one, yeah. You never hear, well, boy, during this time, I really thought that, you know. So I think it's a chance for him to give us a portrayal as to what he's thinking and feeling. I know you know that.
I understand that why, but it's just annoying. Also, going back to the fire thing, I think we started to have this discussion the other day. Can you not set zombies on fire? Like, can you not set a group?
What that silence was, folks, and I'll take this out during post, is that that Rachel was pointing to her mic that said mute, and if you hit it, it's going to blink, and that will then tell you that you're muted. So you can hit it once if you like.
No, I'm all right.
She wanted to make sure people hear what she has to say.
No, I just got concerned because it would be like weird if you guys are talking and then my mic isn't working. And there's just like weird silence.
I'm watching
you. You got
your
it.
Level.
I should trust that you know what the hell.
So
it's like I thought maybe the mic had turned into a zombie.
I was worried for a minute. So can you light a horde of zombies on fire? Like,
I've never
would
seen
that
it done.
Be? Would that, like, right now we don't know what's going to happen, and I, you know, listeners may not have seen the show, so I don't want to give too much away. But if there's a big group of zombies and they've got you cornered, like if you're able to light the group on fire, will they recede?
I don't. My thought is no.
Yeah, I think that might go badly too.
They don't respond to pain. I think they respond to death of the brain, but they don't. I don't think they respond to pain.
Okay.
Yeah, because the woman that had half of her body chopped off, dragging herself across the lawn. I mean, she obviously was just trying to make it happen still. But
if their heads were on fire, though, wouldn't it eventually burn up their brain?
Maybe that's true, though. Maybe it's
but I would fear that you've got not only a mob of zombies attacking you, but a mob of zombies that are now on fire. Like, way to go, good one, Rach.
Flaming zombies
coming your way.
Well, it does. I mean, it did in the Dawn of the Dead when they set the propane 5-pound cylinders on. But I think that kills. That does. Maybe
that explodes them, though.
Yeah. Which then takes care of the situation.
Yeah, the brain situation.
So I guess fire to the brain would eventually, it may not be instantaneous. We may see that tonight. And I don't care about giving away secrets from last week. If people, you know, aren't caught up on The Walking Dead, go back and stop the tape here. Go back and watch it. And then we will.
Okay.
I think we may actually see them have to use some type of force.
I mean, because there's no other way out they of that to, situation.
No,
I
what
mean,
are they stuck? No, oh, yeah. I thought.
They went into a school.
Yeah.
Now, they were fortunate in their choosing that the school that they broke into just happened to have an security gate.
Oh, yeah. Right by the window. But what I don't get is that they're running up the hill and they can hear the hissing of the zombies.
Oh, which I hate that.
And I'm like, dude, there's an ambulance right there. Right yeah. there. I mean, don't you think the ambulance would have some of the things that they needed?
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
You know, they run right by the ambulance.
May not be sterile,
and
though.
And why did correct. None of the cars work anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I understand, you know, if you run out of gas, like, it's difficult to get more gas because yes. the gas stations. But if you're just an ambulance, I mean, why won't it start? Why can't they just get in that and drive it back? Like, throw all the other medical supplies in there.
I know.
And drive it back to...
I know.
I mean, because it's going to have oxygen tanks. I know. It's going to have...
That's
it's going to have antibiotics. It's going to have, you know, all kinds of emergency medical supplies already there. You know, and then you get your intubator, and you just throw that in there for the yeah. extra
And you
stuff.
Got a bed, too. Yeah. One of those hospital bed things.
Yeah, the gurney.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good point. It's a very good point.
But it would be too easy. I mean, that wouldn't be interesting for the viewer. You know, I mean, right now, think about it. I mean, that's coming to the end of the show. You got to have a clincher to get people to watch next week. So,
but so my question is, they can't from where they are now, they can't just break into the school and get out some other way. See, because my TV, again, I couldn't really see what the hell they were locked into.
It was a little confusing, too, Barry, because I was looking at it, and they're behind a chain fence thing.
Yeah, like at a security gate.
Like at a mall.
But then there's another layer. There's something else behind them, like a set of doors.
Because they broke in through the glass doors.
Yeah, so but what's
and then
the
they pulled
side?
The they pulled the chain gate down, so there must be something else to get into the
it
school.
It must be like a vestibule, lobby. Like yeah. a lobby, like, yeah. you know, in a school, and they've got the front glass doors, and then they've got the fire doors.
Yeah.
You know, so that must be what they're trapped
I don't
between.
Know why they're hanging out there, though. Just break those doors and...
Well,
they're fire doors. They're probably much more difficult to break than the initial...
We'll find out tonight, I'm sure. Cause
yeah,
I mean,
I'm intrigued.
They have to get out of there somehow. Now, you know, and getting back to the farm that they just found last week on The Walking Dead. So, I was intrigued that there were no wooden panels on the doors... On the
yes.
windows.
There was no security.
There's
whatsoever.
No fences.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you keep zombies out of this place? And it's like, it's almost like in Lost how they had those pylons. I'm always like wondering, where, are you not?
I've never seen Lost.
Oh, so in Lost they had these pylons that had kind of negative energy or energy that would keep the smoke monster out, which was the evil spirit on the island. And he couldn't get past these pylons of like, anyway. So that
that is precisely why I'd never watched Lost, right there, that description.
I kind of zoned out. I wasn't even listening to you at all during that.
So there's no security is my point.
Oh, Barry.
There's no security. And I'm like, thinking,
you're right. There is no security.
And, I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had to secure my home, you know, I should really have like plywood panels in the basement numbered for each window. So if the zombie apocalypse occurred... I can quickly come down here and start screwing the door.
Yeah, you have like hurricane proofing. It's like zombie proofing.
There's
yeah.
a group. They're called the Zombie Squad. And there are like 20,000 members. They do other things. They it's basically, natural disaster or, some kind of disaster relief.
Really?
Training sort of thing. In addition to, you know, determining how they would survive a zombie attack, they also, like, they donate blood to Red Cross. They do supply, they, like, build up supplies for food shelves and things like that. But they go out on little, you know, outings, groups of them, because a community apparently is the most effective way to avoid zombies. Like you need to be part of a community. A single person trying to survive a zombie apocalypse has little chance.
Yeah.
You really need
a
community of people working together for a common goal of surviving this.
Well, my brother and I were talking about that. We were like, you know, how many people would you consider to be in your community, though? I mean, we got in the Walking Dead a bunch of strangers. Really, they don't have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I travel with a group bigger than five, mm-hmm. because five, maybe six at the max. Because what's happening, and this might be just Hollywood as well, but you get so many different personalities and so many different ideas that it's a little hard to...
But that's what the zombie squad does. It gets these people together before the zombies are actually attacking. So now these people
are already before the chaos.
Yeah, they've already organized. When a zombie attack happens, this is how it's going down. This is our community. We know whose job is what.
So there's a hierarchy.
Yes.
Now, so question, do these people then supersede government when the government fails us during a zombie apocalypse?
I would, I think in a zombie apocalypse, the authority of government has already broken down beyond where they are really able to do much of anything except, you know, try and contain the situation. With any outbreak, the government's first response is to not alarm the public and cause hysteria.
Yeah.
So they're going to try and make it, oh, there's a couple of zombies. And then that's why zombies are able to...
Very casual.
They're like, oh, you know, I mean... with any kind of, if there was any kind of chemical or pathological attack on a large percentage of the population, they would want to keep that quiet because, okay, well, you know, Bob down the street, his guts are coming out through his nose. You're like, but they don't want you hysterical thinking, oh, I went to, you know,
sayonara,
the store
Bob. Bam.
They don't want everyone hysterical thinking, oh my God, this happened to Bob, now it's going to happen to me. But at the same time, then people aren't prepared for what could possibly happen to them.
So let me ask you both. So, would you be able to kill a person whom you really don't know? So let's say that tomorrow morning you wake up and everything seems to be normal, but really the zombie apocalypse occurred overnight. And so this is starting to happen. So you walk out of your car, and you see your next-door neighbor walking down the road next to you and coming up, and you think they're going to say hi. All of a sudden, you realize that something's wrong with whatever your next-door neighbor's name is, and you are faced quickly with the what the hell do I do? I mean, would you, first off, in this case, you probably wouldn't even have any weapons with you. So it'd be hard to ask the question, would you be able to shoot this person that, you know, you were like, what's wrong with you? You know, you don't know anything that's going on. But so what would you do in those very first moments when you didn't really know what was going on?
Initially, if I didn't know what was going on, I don't know what I would do. I mean, as time goes on and you know, okay, this is what a zombie, like, I know what's going on now. Then it might become easier. But
I was actually thinking about this the other day as well. Like, I probably, if I had a weapon, and the closest thing I have to a weapon in my car is something that I can smash my window with if I happen to drive off a bridge.
I think I said you.
Like one of those little poker things. It's like, what are you going to give him a paper cut? What are you doing?
It's a pretty sharp object.
It's
a seatbelt cutter as well. Okay. So I might take it. I might take that to the head. I might do some temple damage with that. But then I don't know what I would do after that because, I mean, getting to work in the morning from Winooski, when you hit the roundabout, it takes me a good 15, 20 minutes just to get out of Winooski, just to get to work in the morning. If there was a zombie apocalypse, hell no. I'm not getting around that roundabout.
That's like, true. No, I think they would probably be all hanging out in the middle of the roundabout. Why it takes you 20 minutes, I mean,
it does. It's so, it's bad.
I forgot you're a really bad driver.
It's not that bad. Maybe that would be a key factor in my zombie survival. Hit runs.
It might be.
Damn.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I do not want to go near the roundabout.
Yeah, well, you want to stay away from any highly populated area. Because I live right there at the roundabout. Yeah. And there's those buildings. I mean, the buildings I live in. There's, you know, how many apartments over there? 600, 700, I mean, apartments? That's all zombies.
Yeah, I know.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm shooting for the highway, though. And I'm trying to think about the fastest way to get there. And I just, from where I live, there is
up by really, the Champlain Farms.
Ah, but I don't think that that's going to be the fastest route, though. I mean, out of town? To get out of town.
You might go Mallets Bay Avenue and go that way and try and take back roads.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to go the main traveled
ways. Because you got to think everyone else will be going the highly congested ways too. Yeah. So any way that's normally congested, like during heavy traffic on like Christmas shopping season, I would never go that way because most likely that's where people are going to go. They're not going to think of going, oh, I'm going to go this back street to this street here. And I wouldn't worry about one-way streets at that point. I mean, you can throw your driving, however good or bad it is, out the window.
Am I really that bad of a driver?
Do you remember when we drove to Naomi's house? And
we were late.
Yeah. There was no time. It was question mark.
Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Well.
All right. So
I scared Catherine.
So zombies, I don't know if I don't know that I would have the power behind. I don't know that I have the power to actually kill a zombie. Like, I don't know if I could swing a crowbar. Crowbars are what they suggest is the prime.
The modern day mace.
The modern day mace. I don't know that I have the power behind my swing to really get those brains smashed.
I wonder how much would it, like, does the bone structure of a zombie deteriorate? So I wonder if it makes it, if it's easier to kill a zombie because their bones, they're not getting the minerals they need.
I don't know. It's got to be
something. I got a zombie with osteoporosis here. Oh my
goodness, exactly.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to walk with a hump.
No, but those zombies, they bite through skulls like they're a freaking apple peel. Like, it's like nothing. They're like, rah, rah, you know, got the brains. It's like, it's not. And then they take like one bite and then they go on. It's like, why don't you get, I mean.
Finish your meal.
If you're a zombie, lick that thing clean.
There are starving Ethiopian zombies in Africa. Zombies. Please.
Well, you know, actually, speaking of that, that's where zombies originated.
Yes.
Was in Africa, in Haiti.
Haiti.
By the Bukar?
I think that sounds right, yes.
From the show we were watching. They were like voodoo medicine men who would.
So that's another theory on how it starts.
Yeah. Well, that's what the actual zombie. I mean, there's a lot of zombie history, like back to like medieval times.
You have to safely. That's why there's so many specific. When you're burying, or there's so many rituals when it comes to dealing with dead bodies, is that there are people in certain cultures that believe.
Sorry.
I love that. That's why I wake up in the morning. My alarm. No, but there's so many customs and rituals, and it's very specific because they don't want the dead to come back. They want the dead to proceed from this life to the next life. I think I hear a baby zombie. Yeah. Ah, yes.
Well, that's like the Nordic people were specific about that. And when they would carry the bodies out of the house, they carried them out feet first. So they couldn't look back at where they were coming from. And then they would seal the door that they brought them out of so that they couldn't get back.
Come in through that door.
They couldn't come back in through the door that they had left from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why now modern day, I guess. See, I think, I'm trying to think from like when I have been a pallbearer, and I don't know which end I'm carrying, but I think it's possible that when you
That you're supposed to go feet first. Yeah, out of... And
it's amazing the amount of foreshadowing that I've dug across it, like thinking about, you know, like all of this. It just creeps me out.
Yeah. The whole idea behind zombies and, you know, you get the slower zombies, but then you get things that aren't really zombies, though, too. Like in 28 Days Later, those weren't really zombies. They were infected with rage.
Right.
Addicted to rage-a-hol. You know, and they were just fast moving, like, they didn't have the same flesh.
See, I've never seen 28. Oh. I've heard from that paperwork that you sent me that, again, basically what that is that that's not really a zombie attack because it's self-induced or it's induced via a medical condition or via medicine.
It was a pathogen, and they injected them with rage, monkeys first, and
those poor bastard monkeys. They always get the
I know monkeys the get it, screwed every time. I don't like monkeys anyway, but whatever.
Aw, don't dog on your ancestors.
That's not true. We're not going to turn this into a theological debate on the beginning of human beings. So I don't know where are we going from here? Do we keep getting sidetracked?
Yeah, we really are taking lots of turns.
Well, I think it's okay. This has been pretty spirited so far. I haven't really. I mean, we're hitting all of our topics. We haven't talked about video games so much, and you know, if I want to tell our listeners that, yes, I'm afraid of lots of things, and I'm afraid of Sonic the Hedgehog's boss, as was revealed in podcast just a few days ago. The little guy, I think he's fat. I think he's a fat guy with a bald head and red hair, and he's the boss in Sonic the Hedgehog, and I'm scared of him. So, you know, I'm clearly afraid of everything. But when it comes to video games, I was watching, I think last week on The Walking Dead, they always have zombie commercials. It seems like everything is zombies now. In a year's time, everything is zombie. Like the Hewlett-Packard commercial for Best Buy is about zombies and stuff.
50% of all zombie movies and genres have come about since September 11th of 2001.
That was in that show on the history last night.
Yes, it was.
Which again, I was like amazed by that 50% of all zombie. Yeah.
Yeah. People's fascination with zombies really because of the terror factor, you know, like being the ability, you know, if a terrorist wanted to attack with, you know, like a chemical warfare type situation, you know, that's one of the ideas behind zombies is that's how it's spread through an infection.
Yeah.
Like the flu or something. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess people's fascination with mass
that would be. I mean, that makes the most sense to me on how that would happen. It's the most believable circumstance that I can think of is that it would be spread through some sort of disease.
But it's scary because then it's like, oh my god, maybe it could happen. And then I'm like, well, fuck, now I really gotta get prepared. You know, it's okay to be sitting here tongue in cheek and thinking I gotta put plywood on my windows or have them ready to go. I mean, I think about it because I actually think I should do that because I'm so afraid. But I'm being somewhat tongue in cheek about it. But then you think about, well, okay, maybe it is some pathogen that's going to come through the world. That's what the old guy, the veterinarian, said. It's, you know, it's the world self-correcting, or you know, it's the checks and balances, and it's possible. I mean, you know, that something will come along. Will it turn us into zombies? Probably not. It probably be something like the AIDS,
anthrax,
You know, and I think, you know, the strong will survive. The weak will become zombies. And but so that's kind of where. But back to the video games. There are some scary ass video games, I saw a preview last week on the Walking Dead, and it's like I'm sitting there, and I'm more scared of watching this video game.
No, for real, Barry. Like the guy that I used to date, he had this like it was like a Call of Duty game that he could play. But you had an option. You could either fight in a war, like an action, you know, like an Iraq or something, you could fight the Nazis or you could fight zombies. Yeah. And he would do the zombie version. And I would sit there and have the biggest anxiety attack. I mean, I would rather see him fight the war or the Nazis than fight the zombie option on that video game. Because it was so, I would have such bad anxiety.
Yeah.
It's scary.
One of my good friends, Uma, is a avid, her and her boyfriend are both avid gamers and enjoy the zombie games. Actually, she is who introduced me to the Walking Dead initially, because she had read the comic books.
Yeah.
And is really into that kind of stuff. And so there's several games, and they're very involved, like, you know, and they're very scary.
Yeah,
but
very graphic.
Yeah, very graphic.
I remember when my wife and I were dating, we went to an arcade down the street, and it was like a pool hall, and at the time, like, the shooting games with the guns, they were just kind of getting around, where you have like the actual guns in your hands, and I forget what the name of this game was, but basically it was all zombies, and it was like these horrible things. And so you would this screen was probably 3 or 4 feet tall, and you would stand in front of it, and you'd have to shoot these zombies, and they'd be running towards you. And I remember, like, oh my god, I'm playing this game, but I'm scared shitless because it's so graphic. And now, I mean, that's you know, we're talking like 12 years ago. Now it's like you have these. I'm sure you know, like the really, if you have the in-depth screen, it just seems all the more real. So it's like, I would be so scared to
zombies
play those
in
games.
HD. It is scary.
Yeah, I would. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I think we have pretty much hit most of our topics. Anything that we're missing here? You know, as far as self defense, you know, we found the mace as a good tool to have. A sword.
Well, that's the other thing in The Walking Dead is their complete aversion to using firearms, which I understand in their logic. It's because it draws them in when they hear the sound. Right. Also, you know, you want to conserve your ammunition because it's not an endless supply. I mean, you do have to conserve that for when it's necessary. So you really have to think of implements other than firearms, because it seems like firearms... And I mean, if there's 30 zombies, you can't shoot 30 zombies. I mean, you can't, but you could smash. I think you could smash zombies faster than you could.
Yeah, I think that would be a little bit more effective than, and way more gratifying to actually like be like, just like slaying. I mean, I just have visions of me riding my horse, like just like headless horseman.
Well, there was that woman last week that came riding.
Oh, wasn't that awesome?
Took out the zombie with the baseball bat.
Oh,
yeah.
She was fantastic. Good.
Yeah. And I guess I think that's the fat guy's girl.
It seems like it.
Yeah. Fat slow guy.
Yeah. I have no ability to ride a horse, so.
Well, I don't. I'm not a big fan of horses either. They kind of scare me.
But. Me too. Yeah. Barry and I are very similar in our irrational fears of things that there's no reason for.
Nah. Harmless creatures.
Well, I think we have done a fair job in addressing zombies. I think next year, Halloween, we'll have to come up with another topic and certainly do a welcome you all back to the microphones here, the Two Beers and One Microphone. If you want to email us, please do so. It's 2b1memail@gmail.com. We also have our Facebook page up now. It's under 2b1m, and you can find that there. Please like us, and we would certainly appreciate that. Benji, I hope, I have not heard a word back from the search party yet, but I'm hoping that he just gas and it's not him actually being a zombie. Knowing Benji, you know, he'll have too much dairy products. And he'll look and act like a zombie, but I hope it's not the case. Until then, we will certainly see you on the flip side. Thanks for joining us, and happy Halloween.